Showtime.
Yep.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I like to know.
Are you ready for
this? The wrong intro, I realized.
Yeah.
I have one with the Homer Simpson.
Woohoo, can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Ooh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work?
Ideas for tonight.
We get nothing for this.
Be new story.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking assholes.
All I do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to the Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you.
All right, folks. We are live and on the air.
Yeah.
It is me, the PAB, the Poet Boricua, along with our featured player, Mr. Mojo.
What's up?
What's up? Latif. Oh, and we got some entrance music for him, if we may. Hopefully they can hear it out there. Realize that ever since Blog Talk changed, we got like this. Ever since Blog Talk changed, and we can no longer do shows during the prime time hours, and we gotta wait till 11 o'clock at night, you are more than definitely living up to the not ready for prime time player.
That's right. Move like Colt 45.
All right.
Hey, yeah. Get it going now. Get it going now. Get it going. Oh, my bad.
He's gonna do that. Welcome, everybody. I'm to the bodega. If you've never heard the show before, basically it's a big hangout, and we're just chilling, and the topics will probably go all over the place. If you want to call in tonight, which I doubt, number will be 347-996-5159. That's 347-996-5159.
Well,
yes.
With all the formalities out of the way, how are you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling, pimping. I'm trying to survive this heat wave. I'm a big fat motherfucker now, so this heat's whooping my ass more than usual.
Another New York summer, man.
Word.
Folks get on my nerves with the it's hot. It's the humidity. No, hot is hot. I don't give a damn if it's humidity or not. It's hot. Once you get to the 100, it's hot.
Yes, it's. But no, wait. It's a dry heat.
You know what? I've been to Vegas before. I was in Arizona before, and it was just as hot. I don't care. If I walk out the house and I start sweating on instant, it's hot. I don't care about that.
Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them why you mad, sir.
It started off.
It's hot. It's hot. It's making my electric bill go up.
Word, man. My ACs are sweating. So
Mother Nature done lost her mind.
And yeah, and I think we still got another. This is strictly on the East Coast. Actually, no, the whole damn country is like
100s, 90s. It's ridiculous. And they say global warming ain't real.
Shit. Which is kind of ironic. I'm going to play the race card, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for this one. I got to bring in Obama on this one.
Uh-uh.
We're not even going to hip-hop. We're just going to go right into regular news shit. Apparently, I guess there's some anti-Obama video going around with his brother who's in Kenya.
Okay, I've heard about it. I have not seen it yet.
So, of course, I'm thinking it's Kenya hot outside. I got, like, zebras and gazelles and shit in my backyard. And his brother just came out the woodwork just talking about, I'm poor and I got little flies on my face.
No.
All right, it was a ride, my bad.
He got flies on his face. Looking for... Hello, Babar. Oh, Lord. Well,
another 24 minutes to go.
Yeah. Oh, folks, hang tight.
Yeah, word.
It's going to be one of those days. Evenings.
Word, man. Well, there's not too much happening in hip-hop, is there, right now? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, there's really not. There's not a lot going on. There's a lot of... I have a question, and hopefully somebody can enlighten me on this. I'm a known hater of reality TV, but I did get caught up watching...
We got to applaud that. We got to applaud that.
Yes, I do not like reality TV. But I did watch a couple of episodes of, what was it, Love and Hip Hop? In Atlanta. In Atlanta. And I'm still, you know, and maybe I'm just behind the times or whatever the case may be. I don't know who this Stevie J dude is. If anybody out there listening can enlighten me on what he's actually done, it would be greatly appreciated.
Wait, isn't that the same Stevie J that used to be one of the Puffy's hitmen?
I think so.
I'm pretty damn sure.
I think so, but they're making him out to be big time.
Because he sells himself as big time.
I'm confused by this. I don't remember him really having any true credibility.
Yo, after Puffy, like, ditched all the hitmen, all of them just kind of... A lot of them faded to the underground, man, or just holding on to that limelight.
Yeah.
He's still rocking them chinchillas. Got that shit alone 10 years ago, and they're still holding on to it. I think D-Dot was the only one. D-Dot just said, fuck it, I'm hating everybody.
D-Dot was the only one that did anything.
That is D-Dot for those people out there who don't know. The Mad Rapper.
Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them why you mad, sir.
He's been an integral part of the show.
I'll be. That was your boy Sid's favorite line, man.
Man. Oh, big up to DJ Sid, man. We got to get him back on the show soon.
Yeah, kind of definitely.
Going back to Love and Hip Hop, I can't even mess with that show.
I tried watching it, man. It made me slightly ill. I can't lie. It made me ill. I had the garbage can next to me, and it was pretty bad. It was tough to watch.
Man, I give you props because I couldn't be the one. I could.
Well, you know, I want to stay current. So folks are talking about it, and I don't understand it. So if anybody out there wants to enlighten me on.
Man.
On the importance or the relevancy of this show.
Uh-oh.
So, as we go on, there's really not a whole lot going on in the hip-hop world, I guess, right now. But
I heard one thing.
Go for it.
A little while ago, I don't want to start the show on a bad note. Well, we haven't started. We already passed start. I don't want to bring it down. But somebody did pass away today. Miss Melody passed away.
Yes. That is.
Yep, we can talk. Hopefully y'all can hear that out there.
Otherwise, I'm just singing.
Yeah. This is Miss Melody right now, what you hear. Yeah, Miss Melody was the big chick in the video with, like, the big winter hat.
Yes, and the rumor was at one point she was married to KRS-One.
That is confirmed.
Yes.
His ex.
Yeah. Craziness, man. that was it, you know, just in case for all y'all that don't know that song, that was Self-Destruction, and that probably was one of the largest hip-hop amalgamations, combinations, team-up, tag-ups, whatever you want to call it, in hip-hop history. Oh, I completely forgot. Okay. Now, I have to get the dates. But sometime in, I believe it's either August or September, yes, that's right. I'm dropping bombs on him, son.
Yes.
Dropping bombs on him. Run DMC is supposed to be doing a one-time show in honor of Jam Master Jay.
I heard about this, but I didn't hear any of the details.
It's out of all places. It's in Texas. Yeah, cricket. Cricket.
Word? I mean, I'm not hating on Houston or anything.
It's Texas. I mean, yeah, baby. It's Texas. What? Texas?
That is a very odd place to do their reunion.
It's a very strange venue. I guess there's a hip hop show that goes on every year in, yes, Texas. And this was where they decided they want to do their tribute to Jam Master Jay, their reunion, their one shot in Texas.
Okay, well, that makes a ton of sense.
Baffled.
But a lot of people seem to be having reunions, though, because there was a big one that popped off on Saturday that everybody that I knew who was deep into hip-hop could not make it to this. They didn't even know about it. But I just couldn't go.
You know, I feel like a loser just because I couldn't make it.
And
that whole, you know, paying bills and going to work thing, you know.
For what y'all people are wondering, Busta Rhymes was at the yearly, and this is ironically hosted by a group called Brooklyn Bodega. No affiliation.
No affiliation.
Give me some of them comps. But this year, they have it every year. It's a Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival down underneath the Brooklyn Bridge by the waterfront. And I guess Busta Rhymes was their main headliner. They usually have like a lot of local acts and underground acts, and then they have one big act. And they have Busta. It was called Busta and Friends. Well, apparently Busta brought out a whole bunch of rappers from Duck Down, like
right.
Black Moon, Smith & Wesson. He broke out M.O.P.
There had to be a filthy version of Andy Up that was played.
Yeah. And then they break out. Then he breaks out Leaders of the New School, which they haven't been together in 20 years.
20 years, man. So that's just, wow. 20 years.
First performance of Leaders of the New School. Only certain people get this. Minus Milo in the dance.
Well, big shock.
But so there was no Milo in the dance, but it was the first time in 20 years that Leaders of the New School performed. And the last song they did, they started going into Scenario, and if it wasn't hot enough that, you know, they got back together, Tribe Called Quest runs the fuck out on the stage. So now you have
Get the fuck out of
Scenario
here.
Performing the song in completion.
Oh my goodness.
It was, that broke my heart, man, knowing I could have been there.
Oh, man. I'm tearing up right now. This is a bum moment for me. That kind of reminds me, a couple years ago, at, I believe it was the Roxy, a couple of, matter of fact, all the Brooklyn Dodgers got together and did a show. Every single version.
Damn. See, I would like
to. Yeah. I would probably shit myself. just dump right on. Like, oh, my gosh. Is that you stinking? I would fell out. Like, oh, Lord.
Wow. I have never heard someone. Shit.
I can't go to him if I feel like that, man. I'll become a little bitch. I'll oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
I could only. I'm trying to picture the whole scene right now. It would have been
my baby ass falling out. All right.
One and one to Jackie Robinson.
It would have been out of my picture. Right.
Has another manic depression, adolescent, scared to death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of crime? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch.
That's not a lot. Oh, Jesus. Lord, help me.
This is going to sound really retarded if that audio didn't come through.
What are these guys talking about? I think I'm logging off now.
Well, you know what? Let's segue right now.
Oh, shit.
Let's play our only song for tonight. Speaking of Crooklyn Dodgers, and we didn't plan this, folks. This just kind of happened. Massa Ace is considered one of the Crooklyn Dodgers. So we have a new song by Massa Ace,
yes,
formerly of the Juice Crew. He has an EP coming out with MF Doom.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm going to play this track right now while Teeth goes.
I got to go shit myself. Hold on.
We'll be back.
This is not for the kids. Just put them to bed. Elmo's out in the hood one morning, so pissed off that he put out a warning. Said if he ever see Ernie or Bert, swear on his life that they gon' get hurt. Cause Bert and Ern got a hood operation. Hurt selling O's was a good occupation. So they came with a foolproof plan to go in the business to make a few grand. But everything around here, Elmo turf. Ever since he first had beef with the Smurf, all he ever found was a little white hat. Same with the blue blood, couldn't strike back. Once again, gotta prove he's no slouch. Gets on the phone, calls Oscar the Grouch. Tells him he got 10,000 ahead. A Bert and Ern if they both found dead. Grouch is the big thug, carries a cane. Somebody always getting carried away when he come around tripping. Them boys better not come around slipping. They'll be on the ground dripping. Rover's outside in front of Crown Chicken. Trying to talk Zoe into coming down stripping. They see Grouch and they hop in the store. Grouch starts shooting, they drop to the floor.
But why is he shooting at him in the bitch?
Yeah. Word in the street is Grover's a snitch. Turn state's evidence. Got Big Bird locked. Gave cops the address to his residence. For the right kind of president, you can get shot on the spot, no hesitance. But anyway, the drive-by fail. Ernie on the run, Grouch hot on the trail. Bert said enough of this. Gets on the phone, calls his own hitman, Snuffleupagus. He said, we got a problem, Snuff. Elmo's mad and this boy don't bluff. He wants me and Ern in the morgue, but I ain't going out like Kermit the Frog. He got both legs chopped off and died with some fries on the side and some hot sauce. They had a business connection. Now Miss Piggy in the witness protection. Bert said, we gotta act first. Cause I ain't trying to ride in the back of a black hearse. Mom's dressed up in a black church with a black dress and a black purse. Snuff said, don't sweat it. Elmo and his whole team gonna get it. But it won't be a fun job. So I brought in my homeboy SpongeBob.
You sure this is a good idea?
What?
Wow, you really lost your mind.
It calls down.
No, no! What are we gonna do?
I do it all the time!
Oh, you will?
We're a couple of screw-ups!
Yeah!
Snuffy and Sponge riding around in the funk. Elmo and Count out front getting drunk. Sponge got a 9, Snuffy got a big black sword off pump that he keep in the trunk. They jump out the car like a scene in a movie. Count throws the cape back, dude got a Uzi.
He lets off every shot in the gun. 400 rounds and he counted each one. Elmo smiling, he's so cunning. He knew they was coming, so he's not running. Roush pops out of a trash can gunning. Shooting every which way, shots like pitcher day. Sound like the Vietnam War. Snuffy catch four, SpongeBob gets away. You wonder how we escaped? Snuffy didn't know that Sponge was a snake. He been running with Elmo's crew since he fell out with Patrick back in 02. They jump in the truck and they ride out. On their way to Burton Earn's hideout. They had SpongeBob show the way. He was over there just the other day. They lock and loaded with a full clip. But y'all know this is pure bullshit.
On this lake and not one bite.
Mm-hmm.
Where are all the fishers?
All right. That was Master Ace with MF Doom. Ironically, the name of the group is called Ma Doom.
Another underground gem.
And the story. Haven't heard a storytelling gem like that since Gangsta's Fairy Tale.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gotta drop knowledge.
I was gonna say the art of storytelling, but yeah, Gangsta's Fairy Tale.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm saying. All right. I actually got a story for tonight, a legit news story I just learned about tonight. But do you have, before I get into it, is there anything else you wanted to touch on tonight?
Real brief. I don't know how many basketball fans are out there in the world.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I got to get on it, man. And I'm a Knicks fan, all right? And I'm an Orioles fan. Really, the whole team needs to be firebombed. But nonetheless, we ain't going to talk about the Knicks. We're going to talk about, for a brief second, Kobe. I know. Kobe made the mistake of saying, and I'm going to paraphrase it, basically that he believes that the 2012 U.S. Olympic basketball team could beat the 92 Dream Team. Shocking.
I know, right?
I don't quite understand what Kobe was thinking. When you look at, and I actually had to do some research on it, because for a second I actually believed him. For about 2 minutes.
See, I didn't.
For about 2 minutes. For about
Kobe.
2 minutes.
Kobe's the only person on that team carrying that team that can carry those numbers.
Well, it's not even about – look, when you have Michael Jordan on a team and he isn't your highest scorer, that's a problem.
Yes.
Charles Barkley was averaging 18 points per game. Jordan was averaging 14. They were beating people in the Olympics by an average of 43.8 points. That's a halftime score. That's one team's halftime score.
I feel you. I'm on this side on this. I've actually debated people who were saying, like, the, you know, they got LeBron and they got this and they got so-and-so. And I'm like, let's not get it twisted. You're talking about the 92 squad, with the exception of Stockton and Malone, who were pretty much a team. You know what I mean? Like, they were teammates.
Right.
Everybody else carried their teams and made their teams better. Like, we wouldn't know about Pippen if it wasn't for Jordan.
Right.
Shit, we wouldn't know about Steve Kerr or Tony Kukoc if it wasn't for Jordan. That's elevating everybody.
That is very true. I mean,
that ain't a super squad team like now.
What really cracks me up is, look at everybody on the team who played. Everyone but one player is in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Christian Laettner. And he actually had the highest average in free throw percentage on that team.
That's
crazy. Look,
see, like, you
even the ball boy gets some play sometimes.
Yo, the way I put it, I'm not knocking the squad now, man.
No, not at all.
But they would have been on the bench for 92, mm-hmm. if that.
They would have been carrying bags.
You know, the comparative numbers. To be fair, to compare the numbers of the 92 squad then versus the team now, Kobe's the only one that probably, with the way he plays now,
right,
would have been a starter on the 92 squad.
And if you look at the position he's playing, he still probably would have been second string.
True that.
He still probably would have been second.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the quality.
Right. No, I definitely agree with you on that one. There's a lot of folks who would like to argue with that one.
They will continue to.
Unenlightened minds. A bunch of bum asses. So, Kobe's the shit. What? What? LeBron's the man. Look, my man's been in the league how long? And he's supposed to be the heir apparent. This is his first championship. Shut the fuck up.
Thank you. Thank you. Just let that simmer, people. Think about that. If you are mad, good. We did our job for tonight.
Be mad. It's all right. It's all right.
In case you didn't understand what my monk told you, this is how it feels. Don't feel too good, does it?
No. I feel like Des Bryant's mom.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. I'm mad at this. I don't want to get into a sports show, but when you're beating up on your moms, you're a bum.
All right. So for moms getting beat on. I got an interesting story. Apparently some moms out there got some explaining to do. I'm going to bring back the BN, a quick little BNN news report, the Bodega news report. Hit me off.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. I got to say this because the last time we played audio like this, nobody heard it. Right now we're playing the ABC World News music.
And now, your anchor.
All right, man. The story of the day for me in strange news is apparently David Hasselhoff is still a catch, man, and he still gets a reaction out of women in the States. I'm not talking about Europe or Germany. We know he's the shit over there. Right.
The Hoff. Even after the bad YouTube video of him blowing up.
Wait till you hear this.
Sloppy burger.
All right. Right now, he's doing, he signed on with Cumberland Farms to promote, I guess, they have a drink. Oh, their frozen drink. He's basically the spokesperson for the summer. I guess they're doing the whole Baywatch attachment thing. They're not referencing Baywatch, but the whole lifeguard deal, And there's a lot of posters and standees, the cutouts.
Hold on. Go backwards. Did you just say Cumberland Farms?
Yes, Cumberland Farms, which are primarily on the East Coast. Wait, this ain't even the best part of the story.
It's just starting up. Oh, shit.
Yes. And We got under 2 minutes, so I got to get through this.
Go.
All right, so David Hasselhoff, apparently, he's flashing a smile in his standee. He's not even shirtless. He's wearing a tank top. This is all I have to do with the story. Apparently, out of the 570 stores in the northern eastern East Coast area, all right, 550 cutouts were stolen.
What?
Cumberland only has 20 left because women, got to be women, have been running up in Cumberland, getting the gas, getting a little iced coffee, and then they done snatching the damn standees and bouncing.
Wow. There is a whole lot of 60-year-old menopausal white women out there running into Cumberland Farms. Vic and David Hasselhoff cutouts.
Yo, the Hoff still got it.
Sloppy burger and all.
Hoff is still pimping.
Wow, dude. I love you on Knight Rider. I can't even follow it up, man. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, I still watch Baywatch Nights. I have it all on VHS. Anyway, people, we gotta go. We'll be back next week, same time. We're also on free bodega.com. Search for the bodega on there. Anyway, later.
Same bat channel.
Oh, shit.
The Hoff. Really?
Post game show is brought to you by. Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
Thank you. So continuing that little nugget, yeah, the Hoff at 60.
Thank you, Bob.
The Hoff at 60 years old. Yo, people are 500 standees in less than a month.
Oh, hold up. I just got, obviously one of our listeners has my direct line. Yeah, get it going now. To the left, my pillow.
My man got a booty call.
No,
music.
No. I got a message saying, why they gotta be white?
Someone's listening. Yay!
Somebody, yay! Yay! Thank you!
They gotta be white. All right, my bad. There's some chocolate women out there that want the hop.
No.
They want him to be the vanilla cream to their Oreo. Oh, shit. They want to make a whoopie pie.
I liked it when you had that mullet, baby. Want to see you on top of the Berlin Wall again.
The show is just silly tonight.
We just took it to somewhere that there's no turning back. There's just no turning back.
No.
Hey, you just took that left turn, hell.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I'll end that story. I'll end that story with what the company actually says. The rep. The Cumberland rep. There is such a person.
The one guy. Yeah, I have the Northeast region. All of it.
And the ill shit is, all the Hoff is doing is hocking iced coffee. So what Cumberland has officially said is that they're actually not mad. I mean, they're a little bothered. You know, they wish nobody would be stealing the cutouts. But this is a quote. All they ask is that anyone with the Hasselhoff, please keep it safe. No. I shit you not.
Keep the Hoff safe. Is that something that can be said out loud? That I know I just said it, but I'm questioning it. Keep the Hoff safe. Really, we're really worried about 50
Stanley.
Cents on a dollar. If that Stanley, would you hit Stanley?
I don't.
If anybody who has a cardboard cutout David Hasselhoff, please, who's listening tonight, please just take good care of him.
I want to see a picture that someday.
I was going to just say, pictures and the audit. Show you and Hawk planking.
Yo, worse. Just send me a picture of you with the cutout of the Hoff. I will make sure to send you links for at least 5 illegally downloaded albums.
Just anything. Just show you and a Hoff taking a walk on the beach. you and a Hoff on the dock of the bay. You and a Hoff looking at a sunset. What the hell? Where do we go from here?
Oh man. If people are going to do that, you might as well go all in. If they're going to do that, right, when it's all standing, they might as well go all in. To see them running down the beach, carrying the cutout.
A little copper tone sprayed on the cardboard hall. he has SPF, at least SPF 20 on.
Or go all the way. We've been talking about Hoss for the last 7 minutes.
Oh, shit.
You're as bad as they are.
You know what? I fall right into the category. I was on a cardboard Hoss now.
Holding a cup of ice coffee. Starbucks ain't got shit on me.
I'm the Hoss, son.
Yo, son, I got the Hoss, nigga. I got the Hoss, yo. Yo, son.
I don't think you could ever say that. I'm the Hoss, son. Really? What?
I could see pictures of, like, Cholos, like, posing in front of it.
Sliding
low.
Oh, shit. Oh, that would be just too much.
I'm going to call it a show now before we... Can't get any worse.
Right. Oh,
for the people
yeah.
who download this, thank you for listening.
Really, thank you.
And
once again, send us your pictures of you in the hall.
Remember Cumberland. Go to Cumberland. Shit, go to Cumberland. Take a picture of you with the standee. I will try to send you something.
We'll figure it out. Just if you can do that, that would make our day.
So
it will be posted on our Facebook of you with your cardboard cutout of the Hoff.
So if you want to support the Hoff, we're also on Spreaker.com now. It's the same show. We will also be doing straight up music mixes of stuff that we don't get a chance to play on this show. And the Chief is going to be contributing his David Hasselhoff mix.
Yes. Yes. 90 minutes of I'm Ready for Freedom.
Well, you can hear those mixes exclusively on Streamer.com. Just search our show on there.
With a video backup of him on the Berlin Wall. That's what's up.
But if you want to hear us live, we'll be here
Breaking
next
the Hoss, son.
At 11 o'clock. All right. We out. Peace out, people.
See y'all later.